Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Let's try that again. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling at Zhao. Inconspicuous by my man's house. This is my man, Father Time. We got my girl, Janine, who's on time. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling. Y'all know how we do it about this time on a wet, wild Wednesday, getting it in, having a little fun. Man, I slid in like you tonight. I slid in like Eddie Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, but that video, I'm trying to do it, but I don't want it to be grainy because I want you to see everything. So I think I got a way to send it to you where it won't be grainy.
Oh, okay.
No, all right. Now, check this out now. Will we even go any farther? Let's just acknowledge this one thing. Okay. And she ain't on here so I can talk shit right now. Selena, you know, we got the little thing, SinCityRadioShow.com on Facebook, where, you know, where we try to get in, have fun, you know, trying to venture off. You just have some fun. Just trying to get the show afloat, you know. Now, Selena invited a guy in there. Name,
okay.
And let me get the name right. Ricky Long Dick.
Okay.
Now, Ricky Long Dick, I guess he's supposed to be a stripper. So now, Ricky Long Dick, he gets invited to the group, and I mean, he posted these pictures with him with a cock ring on, talking about, you know, his enormous dick. Okay, I don't hate on nobody, motherfucker. If you can get it in, get it in. Now, in the course of a day, I've had over 15 messages. I'm talking about from cousins. I mean, relatives, friends. Who the fuck is this Ricky Long Dick, and why is he harassing me? This motherfucker that went down my whole friends list and just started just trying to get random friends and sending fucked up messages to him.
Oh,
now,
my goodness.
I see my girl on here. I know she at work, so she probably can't talk. But now, Here's the coup de grace. Here's the funniest of the day. Now, I get all these messages from cousins and friends and whatever, like, man, who is this Ricky Long Dick? He's harassing us, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I get one about probably 2:30. Man, who the fuck is Ricky Long Dick? This motherfucker been in my inbox since 2 o'clock in the morning. This motherfucker even tried to get on Slick Mick. I said, God damn. Boy, if that didn't make my day, boy, I said, God, this damn Ricky Long Dick ain't no joke.
Oh, my goodness.
So now I was hit up by Brittany, the beautician, the one that was on the show last night. I was hit up by her.
Mm-hmm.
And, wait a minute, hold on. I got Mick on the line. Mick, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Janine, how you doing, baby?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I had to let her know that Ricky Long Dick was trying to get you.
Man, I'm at work, and I'm like, this shit ain't gonna make no sense. I'm like, dude.
I mean, is he just trying to befriend people, or he, like, sending messages, like, trying to talk to people?
Mick, was he just trying to be friends, or was he sending your message?
No, he first he just said hello, and I'm like, who is this? You know, what's up? The shit I sent you, Dad. And then he was like, where you live, where, you know, how you doing, where you work, you know, do you like my pics and all that? I'm like, you know, I ain't really feeling your pics. You know, I ain't really looking at your pics like that. Who are you? I'm steady acting. Oh, I'm Ricky. I live in New York and shit like that. So I don't know how would you take that? I'm like, okay, dude, you know, enough is enough. I'm at work. It's 3, damn near going on 3 o'clock, and you still inboxing the motherfucker. So I'm like, I don't know. I guess he's trying to be fit in. I don't know. Is he trying to fit in the group or what? But you coming about it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, I was told that. Because I kicked him out the group. I ain't going to lie. I kicked him out the group.
Okay.
I did. So what was said is that I was hating because he was getting all the attention. No, I just put this out here. I don't hate on no man. I'm not a hater. I don't believe, teach his own. You do what you do. I don't try to compare myself to no man. Now, my problem came in when you got 15 people sending me inboxes talking about who the fuck is this Ricky Long Dick and why the fuck is he harassing me. Everybody that sent me a message said he sent them 10 messages back to back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like my pictures, you like my dick, and you like my pictures, you like my dick. Really? I mean, come on, bro. We grown.
Yeah. And that was just some of the shit I sent you. I couldn't send you the rest of it. I should have tried to send you all of them. I'm like, dude, really?
I know you like my dick. I mean, okay. I'm not gay, but I did see the picture. Okay. Then it's like you go to his page, it's only 2 pictures on now. Like, you know, like this is a made up page.
Yeah, that don't sound right to me.
It don't, Janine. Exactly. Because I clicked on there. I said, I just want to see in recent posts. If it ain't recent posts, let me see some from a month ago, a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
That shit, but 2 pictures and ain't nothing on there. Just 2 pictures and that's it. I'm like, damn, where your friends at? Where's? I don't see shit.
That just sounds like he's trying to get information or something. I wouldn't trust that.
That's why I told him, I said, dude, I'm at work. I'm trying to get my work on, even though I wasn't doing shit. I'm like, okay, you know, nice talking to you, nice meeting you, but I'm up. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple more after that, and I just didn't even respond back. Like, dude, really?
Now, my thing is, all right, Sin City is Sin City. Now, Facebook is a little bit different. And my thing is this. My kids are on my page, so for me to be friends somebody named Ricky Long Dick,
yeah. Well, so he was on the Sin City site, right?
Yeah,
I would have just cut him all the way off.
Yeah, and then everybody's like, this motherfucker's a creep.
And then who knew him? you said it was Selena. Maybe she might have just been was trying to be nice and let him come in. Did she really know him?
No, like she and no, and I'm gonna throw her under the bus because she said that he was harassing her, so she figured if he sees some other people, he'll leave her the fuck alone.
Yeah,
I'll let her know whenever she calls in. Yeah, I threw her under the bus.
There's a way to talk to somebody, but it, you know, it's a way you just don't just come out on a mother. That's just like I go all in your inbox, Janine. Hey, I sent you at the party, but I go, come on now.
Yeah.
There's a way to come on to, you know, talk to people.
And I don't even go through people's friends. I don't go through people's friend lists and trying to be friends, other people's friends either. So, I mean, unless I know you, you know. You know, I don't think you should be doing that. You don't even know these people.
Mm-mm. Like I said, I met you that one night, but I'm going to go all in your shit. I'm going to go all down. Back there. There you go. Okay, Janine, what you got on tonight? Hey, you like my pictures? What kind of shit is that? Man, we grown. I'm going to step to you if I want to step to you the right way. Don't. I'm like, God, I couldn't wait till I wake up. I said, Zach, I mean, care of that shit. I'm like, look at this shit here. This motherfucker, LOL, call me.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
that was just funny because I'm like, damn, he even went out to bed.
So why would they say you was hating on him?
No, he said it.
Oh, that's what the guy said.
He said
it? Yeah.
Oh, look, now you're going to be getting all the messages.
Right. Oh, I deleted him. I unfriended him. I blocked him. Fuck him.
Oh, okay.
So he's been sending messages telling everybody that I hated on him because he was getting all the attention. But I'm like, dude, you really don't realize that you're really like stalking people.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was to the point that it wasn't even funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't stalk nobody. I mean, shit. Then I'm like, you stalking them up under my name because everybody was like, well, the only mutual friend we got is you.
Yeah.
Right. So now how the because like that's just like Mick. Mick like, who the fuck is this motherfucking Ricky Long dick?
I told you, trip me out like at 2 in the morning. I'm like, oh, shit, somebody about to hit me. And I was like, hello. I was like, hey, hello. What's going on? All this shit. I'm like, oh, shit, who the fuck is this?
I'm going to call him Rod Stewart. If you want my body, ain't you think I'm sexy?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I'm just saying. That shit was just crazy to me, man. And I mean, it was just like, I mean, dude was really like upset with me.
So he had no face pics, just pictures of his dick.
No, it was a face pic, but you could tell it was like a pic that you never like. You know, like, okay, who is this dude?
It might not even been real.
That's what I don't
and
think.
And that was my whole thing.
Yep. Because he had that one pickup with his shirt off, and then he showed his little dick and shit. All the women love these pics. What about you? Dude, if you don't get your motherfucking ass out of my inbox.
Oh, boy. That shit was funny, that boy. Right, and I'm going to tell you today, you ain't had a good laugh to you say this. I mean, because I know how Mick talks, so I could just picture her telling me this. Who is this motherfucker in front of motherfucking
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, matter of fact, Janine, I'm gonna send you the picture. I'm gonna send you the picture that he posted of that it's supposed to have been of him.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna send it to you. I mean, like I said, I had no quarrel. I had no quarrels, no quandaries with no man about, you know, we didn't have websites before. I mean, motherfuckers post what the fuck they want to post. I had no problem with that. You know, but then...
You also had them other crazy motherfuckers and people from other countries be trying to get in on these sites, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Be trying to get scams going and shit.
I mean, I'm sitting there like, okay, bro, you know. And he just, motherfucker, and he's motherfucker. Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, do people befriend them? Because I don't befriend them. I mean, I get them from all over Egypt, Afghanistan, Argentina. I be seeing all them, but I be feeling like, you know, I saw a TV show about that shit, and these women that be bringing them over, you know, women and men, I ain't gonna say just women and men, be bringing people over from other countries, and, you know, they get married to them and all this and that so they can stay in the country. I be feeling like that's all they be wanting.
Well, you got some that do tell you, say, well, yeah, that's all I want. I don't want nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do have something like that. You really do. But now, I mean, okay, with that being said, I mean, would you do it? I mean, he 10,000. Dad stay married to me for 6 months, though.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. Because I don't know, I might end up stuck. That motherfucker might be lying. He might not really have no money. motherfucker, you got to dab and have to collect on something. Shit.
Well, now you got to pay extra money to put the motherfucking insurance on him.
Let me take out my insurance policy on this motherfucker. Shit. Mm-mm. I mean, I just couldn't do it. I mean, some women really, I mean, like the TV show I saw, those people, some of them people really acted like they was really in love with the people. But you could tell, like one instance, that guy was just using that poor woman. That woman, oh my goodness, she just looked like she was dead.
I already know what you're talking about. Was it the big white girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she looked like she was in her late 40s. And he in his 20s.
Yeah, he talking about, I really love her. No, you don't.
And then she was spending all her money. He didn't even have no money. He was using her, spending all her little money. She didn't get fired from her job because she tried to wear it with him. Mm-mm. I'm not even, I would never do no shit like that.
Okay, I remember that. I don't remember everything about it, but why do I remember boxes?
Boxes.
Like boxes. I don't know why I remember boxes about that show. Something about a box.
But I know he ended up with that particular couple. He ended up, they were supposed to get married. That motherfucker left for like 2 weeks straight. He was just gone. They showed her crying and shit. She cried on the show, know where he at. You didn't pay for this because she had to pay. She paid for him to come over here. First, she had to pay something and pay some other fee for his visa and all this and that for him to come over here when she's struggling with her kids, okay? Now, you already struggling with your kids. You paying for some man to come over here who can't work because they can't even work because they don't have no Social Security number. So he couldn't even work to even help out with the household when he did get over here. And I think he was over here for like a month or something like that. Then he just would disappear. So you know how they would show the kids talking and stuff. And they were just looking like, we just wish our mother would wake up. Like, even the kids was like, this bitch stupid.
Right.
Like, this bitch stupid as hell. And he just showed back up one day, and then they kept the crew, the, like, camera crew was like, are you going to stay for the show, or are you going to? He was like, I can do whatever the fuck I want to.
Fuck y'all, bitch. I'm a citizen, duh.
He's like, you don't question me, and then smell me doing anything. I said, oh, that shit funny as hell. But he did, and he went ahead and married her. But the day before the wedding, he went to see an attorney just to make sure he can get out of the wedding, get out of the marriage or whatever.
That's fucked up. When you
the day before your wedding, you
gonna
see an attorney.
Right, you gonna see an attorney. You just like, okay, yeah.
Damn.
So how exactly do I go about getting a damn divorce? What the fuck? You ain't even got married yet.
Yeah, and he wants to know, these are the types of things he was asking the attorney. If I marry her, am I responsible for her and her children? The attorney was looking at him like, yeah, you become responsible. That she would be your wife and her kids is your. I mean, what type of questions you ask her the day before your wedding? I mean,
I can hear his ass now. What did he fuck?
Her whole family thought it was a joke. They didn't even get dressed up for the wedding. That's how crazy it was. They had it outside in her backyard or something like that. It was just horrible. I actually felt bad for her because I was like, that's just ridiculous. It was just clear she was being used. But I guess people do things, whatever, you know, and not to be alone, I guess.
Now, you want to put me into this shit? No. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, because it's like you get to going. I mean, because now, okay, that's just like the situation where, I don't know if y'all remember this, but it was a situation a while back where the two little girls, the girl had some kids by the Arab guy, and the kids came up missing. Yeah, it was in Chicago. And the father went back to his native country.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they scoured all Chicago looking for these kids. And the bottom line is he took his damn kids with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never questioned him. They like, well, where is he at? He's back over in Romania or wherever the fuck he was at. But he took his kids with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they never found no remains of these kids, nothing. The old girl didn't even trip. She like, you know, they like, well, you know, you kind of calm for a motherfucker. They just took your kids. But she knew what the fuck she was doing. That's like, I mean, I just like them motherfuckers to be. Let me say this. I don't have anything against anybody, not any race. But now, like them motherfuckers to be at the damn gas station. Some of them motherfuckers are the coolest motherfuckers you ever want to meet. I've met a couple of them. You know, I've met a couple of them. I'm like, man, dude, I wouldn't even mind hanging out with the bro. But some of them, you be like, you know what? I'm going to kill this motherfucker first chance I get. Because these motherfuckers just go too far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they feel like, you know, and I'm going to tell you right now, and to work for them, oh, no. These motherfuckers are, I had a motherfucker come and tell me, well, he needed his AC put in. But he's not going to spend over $1,000. Motherfucker, the unit you want costs over $1,000. So, my whole thing is like, you know, I don't know. That's just weird to me. But, hey, to each his own.
Yeah.
Mick must hit the mute button on us. Because I'm sitting there like, man, this shit is crazy. I mean, but nevertheless, I mean, you know, now, like I said, my guy, you know what, and I don't even have no animosity towards dude. Ricky, I have no animosity towards you. You know, I just think you was just a little, I mean, okay, that's just like, if you was my friend on Facebook, and he just starts sending you random motherfucking messages. Now, you click on and have, you know, we all do it. Well, damn, how do I know this motherfucker from?
Mm-hmm.
Mutual friend, Cass. Well, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she
it's
was
all
just
your
crazy.
Fault.
No, it was Selena's fault. We're putting that one on Selena. Drew, what's happening, dog?
What up, Pimpin'?
Man, you ain't get no message from Ricky Long Dick, did you?
Who? Hey, who you say, nigga?
Hey, man, Ricky Long Dick that just started all kind of shit.
Who is Ricky Long Dick? Who the hell that is? How you get the name Ricky Long Dick?
Look, okay, but I'm gonna break the story down. You know, we got the little thing, SinCityRadioShow.com, you know. And I don't know what Selena met the guy from, but she put him inside the group. So, okay, all right, he come in, he got his provocative pictures up. Hey, go ahead, bro, go for what you know.
Right.
The motherfucker goes down my friend list and just start harassing, just numerous people. He went through, you know, the group. He just started sending messages to every woman in the group. Like, yeah, you like this dick? You want to see this dick? You know, I'm going to fly, come and see you and put this dick on you. I'm like, really, dog? Exactly. So I got like, man, I got umpteen messages like, who the fuck is Ricky Long Dick? And why is he harassing me? So I'm like, okay. So I put him, I'm like, okay, he's harassing too many people. So I'm putting him out the group because, I mean, everybody that sent me a message, like, they didn't unfriend him, they didn't block him, everything, the whole nine yards. So one person was like, he said, they asked him, well, why you ain't in the group no more? And he said, well, old boy hating on me because I'm taking all the attention. But I'm like, how the fuck am I taking all the attention when all the women is the ones that voted you out the damn group?
Right.
So, I mean, like I said, I know you on my friends list, so I don't know if he sent you a friends request or what.
Hell, nah. Ain't no, those niggas don't send me friends requests. I don't accept no friend requests from niggas. It's all women.
Oh, man, I'm sitting there like, wow, Ricky Long Dick. Like I said, I had no animosity, no beef with it. Janine, if you check your phone, I sent you the pictures of it. Well, the pictures he posted of himself.
Oh, okay.
Man, that was just crazy. That motherfucker say, hey, man, he hating on me. I'm hating on you. God damn. I don't think I've ever been a hater.
Yeah, you got some niggas out there that's on that bullshit.
And, I mean, he was going at motherfuckers so hard. Like, I mean, okay. Drew, you met Nick, right?
Yeah,
you
talking
Mick
Archie?
Yeah, you met at a party.
Yeah.
Oh, he went at her.
Damn, what the hell you got to give her?
He's like, is she like, who the fuck are you?
For real.
Well, I'm like, well, damn, man. I mean, he went at everybody, dog. He went at, how I say that? Hey. Tell me if she gets something from Ricky Long Dick, just don't even say shit. Don't even just delete it.
Hey, you drink some of that wine?
Well,
you want some?
See, that's why I don't do stuff like that on Facebook.
That
ain't enough.
Huh? Man, I mean, at some point, you got to just,
that's all you got to do,
like, hey, Drew, we trying to conduct the show here, man. Damn.
Oh. Man, I'm talking to my baby, man. God damn.
Can we get some wine? Can we get some wine?
yeah, you can come on over, man. You got a glass of wine. Shit, we got no bottle.
Shit. Okay, what's it? Oh, man. I mean, shit, this has been one long, exhausting ass day. I mean, I done had to argue with Ricky Long Dick all day. Drew won't turn the TV down.
Oh, let me tell you, man, I'm watching the game. It's the season finale of the game, man. Shit.
God damn, Drew. This is going to be difficult today. He talking about the wine.
I turned it down.
Thank you, Drew. I greatly appreciate it.
I watch it when the show go off. You want to listen back? I can put it on speakerphone. All right. Mia finna come on the online.
Oh, Lord. Here comes trouble.
He said, oh, Lord.
Here comes trouble.
All right, there she go.
Well, hello, Ben. How are you? You know what? She kept me out. She trying to talk all gang. What's up? What the fuck you want?
Keys to the streets. What? What y'all talking about?
You ain't get no friend request from Ricky Long Dick, did you?
Who is that?
Don't even worry about it.
That's what he called us on?
Yes.
You making shit up.
Man, I am not bullshitting. Ricky Long Dick just caused much confusion tonight.
Oh, for who?
Ricky Long Dick. You know, and I, for some reason, just saying the name makes me laugh. Ricky Long Dick. It just makes me laugh every time I say it. This dude just been caused all kind of confusion.
Who are all on the show right now?
Well, it's just us talking. I mean, we got listeners, but it's just us talking.
Man, where do you go? Where do you go, like, if you wanted to? Like a swingers group or something. They got anything like that here in Naples?
Well, goddamn, Drew, we've been trying to get you to figure this shit out. Hell, you the captain of this shit.
Man, we need to talk for real, man. You know what I'm saying? So we can get some shit going.
Goddamn, Drew, we've been trying to figure this. Drew, we've been waiting on you since you brought it to the table. Where's the party going to be at?
I mean, we can have our own goddamn party. Shit. We can all, you know, see who all down. We have our own party.
Okay.
You talking about a swingers party?
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody come in. We ain't got everybody, you know, at no all-hoes bar or nothing like that. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Whoever want to get down. Whoever don't. You know what I'm saying? Still, we just everybody just come together, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Drew, with that being said, I mean, we all, you know, I mean, I think I asked you this question before. How do you deal with that in a relationship?
I mean, to me, you know what I'm saying, me and my baby, we good. You know what I'm saying? Our communication is strong. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the lifestyle, that's the key thing in the lifestyle. If you in a relationship, y'all communication got to be on 100. You know what I'm saying? So if it's 100, it ain't going to be no problem.
But the problem, it's not the problem with
Okay, so say me, I was in my previous relationship with my ex-husband. And me and him, you know, we could talk and things like that, but it was still something he wasn't comfortable with. You feel what I'm saying? Because I think, you know, with me, I'm just a friendly person. That's just my personality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he saw, just from us doing threesomes with women, he saw how people just attracted themselves to me. So even women would try to steal me from him. You see what I'm saying? So he was already shaky, like, okay, you know, I already got to deal with these bitches. I ain't about, you know, look, now you want to, you know, you want to bring a man into it, but he tried to do that for me. You know, he did try to do, we met this couple. I mean, they were real cool. We went over there and everything, and it just didn't work out. He just couldn't do it. So I guess everybody just can't, you know, they just can't see they woman or guy sleep with somebody else. And I want to say with me, it's fine with me to see my guy with another woman. But then I have to understand him, too. You know what I'm saying? If he don't want to see me with another guy, I got to respect that.
I understand that what you're saying, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
but it's not fair, though, if he can get to play with a woman and then you can't play with a guy. That's not fair to me. And that's just crazy to motherfucker, though, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, on me personally, it's a turn on to me to watch my girl get pleased by somebody else. I want to see if another nigga can do what I do, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out, you know, that shit is crazy, motherfucker, when I hear men or women say, oh, I can do something, but he can't. What the fuck is that shit? That shit's crazy as hell.
I know, just ain't fair.
All right, that shit ain't fair at all. That shit crazy as hell.
I guess it's got to be up to me. Fuck that.
I'm just saying, though, but how can you do what you do, but she can't? That's crazy.
Look here, I'm gonna tell you the same way I told you last night. I ain't make the rules of the world. I just live by them.
Yeah, but who rules it? They make the rules of the world. Who rules it is?
Yeah. And them the rules I was grew up with, shit, I'm going to stick by.
The rules is all fucked up. How you can do something she can't? That's crazy.
Hell, shit. My thing is this. Evidently, that's what she want to do. See, I don't want to do that.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Just say, for instance, like we have a party, right? And me and my baby, and you bring somebody, right? Okay, you want to get with my baby, and I want to get with your girl. But I'm cool with it, but you ain't cool with it. So what kind of shit is that? How can you can come over here and play with my girl, but I can't do none of yours? Isn't that crazy?
we're going to tell you to go get a bag of ice. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, go get a bag of ice, man. We'll be right back. Take time. Go get a bag of ice. He ain't back, man. He all finna go get a bag of ice. Fuck you, go get a bag of ice. Then. Shit. And there's the way. It's just this certain ice they got in gear we just had to go get. No, but in all honesty, I mean, you know what? My thing is this. Then all bullshit aside is that, I think that you really got to be built for it. I mean, a lot of people talk this shit like, yeah, I could do it, we could do it, but you really have to be built for it. And like what Janine's case is like, dude, he tried to be that person for her, but he couldn't do it. I mean, you could sit there and say it till the cows come home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, me personally, like, okay, I'm not just finna go randomly without, like, okay, well, maybe I could. But I know a lot of guys that cannot just go out and say, well, I'm going to go get this girl for us to have a threesome with. Because then the first thing that comes to to the average woman in mind, where the fuck you know her from?
Right, you already fucked her.
Right, exactly. How you fucked her already?
Right.
Well, I mean,
right,
how did this
right.
conversation come up where you and her even get to this point?
Right.
Nigga,
right.
you on some bullshit. So
right, I agree with
you. I mean, okay, so now it's like, okay, now you say, well, fuck it, I'm going to kick back and I'm going to let my girl do it. I'm going to let my girl do it. Well, I mean, if your girl ain't really with it, it's not going to ever happen.
Yeah, that's true. My whole philosophy on that is that the woman always going to be the one that attract the other woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like when my previous relationship, she was the aggressor. She went out and got him. You know what I'm saying? I'd come home from work and I open the door and both of them laying in the bed. I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. That's my motherfucking girl. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but
and I understand that. But see, now, I mean, okay, I guess it's the old additive that you can't bring the same thing. You can't bring old shit to a new relationship. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But me personally, I wouldn't be like, okay, well, this what you did. This what she did. As soon as Drew, you know this to be true. As soon as we say, well, old girl used to do it, we'll go get that bitch. Okay. Well, you know, it's
I mean,
like,
that
okay.
Back to what I was saying earlier, though. It go back to the communication. I mean, it's when you in the lifestyle, man, what I learned is that I didn't see couples, you know what I'm saying, that's been in lifestyle 15, 20 years. How can you be in a lifestyle that long if you thought like that? You see what I'm saying? It's no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like me and my girl was in it 10 years. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have no problem at all, period. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just a freak thing. See, in my mind, it's nothing but a freak thing. It's nothing personal. I know this motherfucker is coming home with me every motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is my girl or nothing. But when we go to these parties, you can be whoever the fuck you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just that one day. And after that one day, that's it.
Okay, but now the question is, can your girl handle that?
I mean, you know, who you talking about, my girl now or my girl previously?
Well, I'm sure your girl previously could handle it. Can your girl now handle it?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, I'm going to let her answer that motherfucker.
Jeez, well, it never got quiet.
It got quiet.
Oh.
You hear a pin drop, Kate.
You talking? I didn't know you. I thought you were still talking. What's the question?
Can you handle it? Can you handle seeing your man fuck another woman?
I can't actually say that I can or I can't until I'm in that situation. And it depends on who the woman is.
Oh, I mean, why? Okay, so now let me ask, why does it depend on the woman? I mean, evidently it's somebody y'all pick.
Because being a woman, you can pretty much tell and sense another woman's attraction to your man. Okay.
Well,
so
I mean, she wouldn't be a part of that threesome if she wasn't attracted to him.
Listen to what I'm saying. Can I talk? Damn. I'm saying that sometimes we can express our feelings a certain type of way, and you can see that it's more than just sex or eroticism. It's more of she's interested and feelings can get involved. That bitch is one that can't even get near. The one that got feelings, hell nah. Nope.
So, you really think, okay, and I'm just asking, you really think that, okay, this man, let's just say y'all get one, and he put his dick inside of her and she let out a, like, you know, like, all right, maybe she wasn't interested in him at first, but he didn't hit that spot, nah.
I think I know what she's talking about. We went to Birmingham about a couple months ago, and the group I used to belong to in Birmingham when I was living in Mississippi, right? So I went down there and I introduced Mia to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's some people that was feeling me, that's been feeling me. You know what I'm saying? But it's a girl that used to feel me that was there, right? And she wanted to get with me and Mia, right? But I told her the only way that can happen is she has to ask Mia. You know what I'm saying? My whole philosophy is if my girl say no, then it's no, period. That's just how I am. You know what I'm saying? If she say cool, then we all for it. But if she say no, it's no. But this girl, like she's saying, she had feelings for me outside of just the playing part. She wanted to be with me, like, you know what I'm saying? And Mia felt that. You know what I'm saying? The way she was acting. You know what I'm saying? And I felt it too. I was like, damn, she just kind of acted kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? Like she wanted a relationship and stuff with me. So, you know, that's really why it didn't go down.
Oh, okay. Selena, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all? Chop
on
me.
We done talked about you already. We done moved on, but we did talk about you.
Don't talk about me while I'm here.
I told you.
Shit, I just added some motherfuckers to the room. I mean, come on now. You have some questionable people you have added in there, too. Come on now.
I'm not saying I haven't, but ain't nobody went as far as Ricky Long did. His name is just so funny to me.
Well, you had some little chick coming in there calling people bitches and stuff. That was just horrible.
Okay, granted, she did come in that disrespectful, and we got rid of her.
I got rid of her. Your ass ain't do nothing.
But now, hold on. Let's get one thing straight. Then nobody come over there harassing. This motherfucker harassed my great auntie. You like these pictures? You like this? Hey, babe, man, that's my motherfucker. She's 65 years old. What the fuck are you doing, Ricky?
Well, I told you, I had a lot of people on my LIC, but shit, he was getting on my nerves, shit. And he went to show his stuff, so I just spread them along. It wasn't no big. And at the end of the day, if you ain't want to be bothered with them, you can easily tell them to step off, block them, or whatever. I didn't really know what the big fuss was about, but I ain't fussed up about it. Yeah, but don't put them off on me. I don't know that man. Now y'all can move on.
Yeah, all right, Selena, check this out. We were talking about the swingers thing. My man Drew say that, you know, he's trying to get a swingers club started. But now, like I said, he said he can handle seeing his baby with another man because he said that turns him on. Now, Mama Mia over there says she not really sure. So what do you suggest she do?
If she says she not sure, then, I mean, that's like a no-go. L.I.G., let it go. Just keep it as a fantasy.
I mean, if I'm not sure, that means I have to at least try to see. It could just be a mental thing, you know what I'm saying? But physically, I do. But that mental part of it is what I'm struggling with. So I have to at least try it to see. It's like as soon as you ride the roller coaster for the first time, after that, your fear is over. You know what I'm saying?
What if you ride the roller coaster and your roller coaster roar was a hell of a lot louder than it was with your main thing? Being like, he's saying you can deal with that, you might, hell yeah, bad idea like that shit. We need to do that again. Like, hell no, bitch, you don't do that with me. It's a wrap. We ain't doing that no more. You know what I'm saying?
At that point in time, the conversation has to take a place. You have to respect it.
See
it. Bitch, what the fuck? What you say? But it wouldn't be the same kind of roar because it wouldn't be no passion behind it. With my man, I have passion. With somebody else, it's just fucking.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
boys, shit ain't nothing.
But you know what? I gotta agree with that one. Zach, come on now. You know, you done fucked plenty of hoes in your lifetime now.
All of them ain't been no passion
behind it.
As creepy as I am, I could not be with somebody that I plan to be with all the time with another woman. Now, I mean, in front of me now, I can't with a freak, but maybe as I get older, I will. Hell, I got a cousin. They like in their 60s. They been swinging forever, and they can sit in. And they have fun, but me, I'm not cut like that. Because it's like I've said a long time ago, if I catch your ass eating her pussy a whole different way you doing that, I'm going to feel some type of way. But that's just
you ain't built for swinging there.
No, I'm not swinging with my man. I'm swinging with a freak. You're not hearing me. This is a person that I'm just dealing with, and I ain't got to look at every day. Yeah, I can fuck with him, but if I got to laugh with you, every day I see you, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. Now, if you're my man, but that's just me, I know I can't handle it, and I will be honest with it.
Well, at least you honest.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and my thing, that's the biggest thing that I say is just, like, be honest with yourself, because it's, like, a lot of people want to, like, okay, I want to fulfill a fantasy, but then once that fantasy gets fulfilled, it's, like, that ain't what I had in mind. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, because it's like, I had somebody, and I don't know if y'all remember a while back, somebody had called the show and they said that I can't remember who it was. I think it was like a one-time caller. And they were like, that they, you know, they were like, fuck it, they're going to get that man a threesome. And they said as soon as he hit that shit, she broke down in tears. She said she broke down in tears. She couldn't take it. She couldn't take it, and it was like it ruined her relationship.
It's crazy.
Because all she could think about is dude. I mean, like,
hey, but damn. But the threesome didn't ruin her relationship. She did. It wasn't the threesome. It was her.
Right. But she said the curiosity. You know. I mean, come on now. I mean, us as men, let's just put it out there. Hell yeah. I mean, if you give it to me, you give me a threesome, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And I know.
You know and I will try. And I mean, let's be honest. Hell, if I can coerce you into it, yes, I will.
Okay.
But
I
now,
got a
like I say.
Go ahead.
If I could coerce you into having one, I will. I mean, I'm going to tell you my mind frame when I was younger. Two women, one man, heaven. I'm not thinking about the trials and tribulations that comes after of it. All I'm thinking about is, I'm not even thinking about, well, damn, did I kind of coerce her into it? No. I was just like, okay, that's what I wanted. That's what I got.
Okay, I got a question for you. Now, what if your woman say she wanted two men? Could you do that?
No.
and why?
No.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. You couldn't do that, but you can do two women. So, I mean, that's not fair. So, why is that? What's the difference?
Why do you keep women? Why do you keep using this word fair, Drew? I don't give a fuck about that.
Drew, I don't give a damn about what y'all think. It's the same thing. If you can do
Drew,
it with two
no,
women,
not.
Then
no,
your woman can do it with two guys.
Drew,
no,
I don't give a fuck about her feelings until that at that point. My manhood,
it's all about your feelings, though. It's all about your feelings.
You goddamn right. That's why I'm gonna give me a woman that like they want to bring a woman to the table. I'm not fit, Drew. I'm gonna be honest with you, dog. All jokes aside, I'm just bullshitting. But no, I'm not gonna deal with a woman that's gonna come to me like that. If a woman come to me saying, "Okay, if I give you this, you got to give me that," I'm not even. We're not even doing it. We're not.
Yeah. My girl came to me with that shit, and I brought my best friend in. And let that motherfucker tag the shit out of him.
Wow.
Man, that nigga still tight to this motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying?
But you ain't with her.
I mean, when me and her broke up from some, her mama broke us up. It was a whole different to us, some other shit that broke us up. It wasn't even nothing about that. It was some other shit.
Yeah, everybody say they don't want to put feelings in it, but I know this couple. I'm trying to word this right. I just, right now, it's just everybody listening and pictures and shit. Okay, so they went the little threesome. They had the threesome to make a long story short. One move that the husband put on the chick, the wife wasn't digging. So it was like everybody was cool up until that point, and the girl ain't, you know what I'm saying, the girl and the other girl was actually pretty cool. And after that, you know what I'm saying, she didn't really like it because she did something that her husband liked and was used to. But I'm guessing she didn't know, and she didn't like it. She's like, what the, you know what I'm saying, the look on her. You know, she was like, what the fuck? What you mean? You know what I'm saying? So after that, she just like, y'all been fucking, ooh, whatever, but you knew this already. You just wasn't expecting the reaction. Y'all, you got two whole different reactions with her. So when people say they really be into it, I really don't think that they do all the time. I think they do it because the other one want to do it. You got to, everybody got to be willing to do it. She got to like women off top, I think.
And I agree with. Now, Mia, let me ask you this. Is Mia still on the line?
Yeah.
Mia?
Yeah.
Okay. Threesome. You, Drew, and whoever. Is it any stipulations?
Stipulations?
Yeah, any stipulations.
No.
So he can eat a pussy, he can eat the booty like groceries,
he can
do all that.
No, ain't nobody fucking wrong. Come on, man.
And that's what I'm saying. She can
you
eat her pussy and lick her ass, but she can fuck her raw.
I ain't been licking no ass any motherfucking way, so that's hot.
I mean,
that shit out in the motherfucker. I ain't doing that shit like that. Anybody like that.
Now, hold on, now. I mean, because, now, seriously, now. He finna lick somebody else's pussy, but he finna kiss you.
Hey, but I only got one rule. I got one stipulation.
No, we don't do no kissing.
Yeah, that's the only rule I have. You can do it, though. You can suck a motherfucking dick. You can do it. I don't give a fuck. But it ain't no, you can't kiss it. To me, kissing is a passionate thing. No, when you fucking and kissing,
I didn't say kiss her. I didn't say kiss the other chick. I said, I mean, after he eats old girl pussy, he's finna kiss you.
I mean,
right.
If we do a threesome, shit, you don't be in yourself when you fucking like that. Your body takes over, and you have to let
you
your mind
that,
go.
And wait a minute, you know that because.
What's the difference? No, straight up, what's the difference in him eating her pussy and then he kissed me and me eating her pussy? What's the difference?
Okay, I'm saying you said you in a different, and you know that because.
I'm sorry.
She said you know that because.
You know that because.
Because what? Have I ate pussy before? No. But if I'm just saying, you see women eating each other's pussies all the time. So
okay, you see it, but have you done it?
It ain't no difference. Huh? I just told you no. Are you listening?
Okay, so. No, I'm listening. Are you listening? See, this is my whole thing. This is what I'm trying to. This is what I'm asking you. You keep. I hear what you're saying, and yeah, you setting down the ground rules. You telling me all this, but now everything. Hell, on paper, the Raiders the greatest team in the motherfucking world, but you put them on the field, they suck.
I might just tell him to eat her pussy just so I can taste it off his mouth. How about that?
And you know what? That means you're a team player.
That's exactly. Shit, why go in and halfway? Fact of the shit. Y'all
okay. You talking all this shit, but I mean, okay, for a motherfucker that ain't did this shit ever. You really talking big
ears,
Drew?
Yeah,
Drew. Take her down.
This
I mean, you talking all this shit for a motherfucker who ain't never did it.
I know what I want to do when I get in that situation.
You hear what she said? She researched it.
If I'm
going to
tackle the situation,
this woman got a book bag, some books, and researched this shit like she going to school, goddamn.
Like, this ain't no term paper, now.
But, I mean, you have to, in your mind, I feel like you already is a freaky motherfucker in your mind to even attempt or even go into that. So, I didn't, you know, I experienced some things, but I have not been with a woman. So, it is what it is. But I'm curious in a month, just like the right one I need to get. The one I'm with.
Let's get ready to rumble!
That's why I speak the French.
I'm a fucking boy. Hey. She talking like this is motherfucking, like she Floyd Mayweather and I'm Pacquiao. It's going to be a rumble. It's going to be this.
This motherfucker got to do a book before it on.
I done did my research. I done did all the math. Okay.
That's it. I don't have to do anything that I do.
Baby, well, I'm glad. Hey, Drew, I hope it worked out for you. Right. Shit, goddamn it. Drew, just tell her, do like the Nike sign. Just do it. There you go, Drew. I might do it. I might not never do it.
Oh,
hey, Judah turned around. What? Wait a minute. Hold on. I gotta ask Janae. You know this is our resident sex therapist. hearing all the events that then went on tonight, what is your observation of this?
I've met a few girls that were curious, you know. I wouldn't suggest, like I've always told them, I would never be their first person with their guy. I don't think it should be me. that means
she leaked them.
You're not
seasoned veteran.
I am not the type that I try to say I'm the shit or nothing like that. But it is something about my pussy. It just is. And so people get addicted to me. They just do. And I'm talking about both men and women. I just, you know, I've dealt with women just by themselves, and I've dealt with women and they guy, and not one time. I mean, every time I've did something like that, the man comes after me without the girl. I mean, it just happens. And, you know, me, I'm the type of person, I'm just not going to, I don't deal with stuff like that, because then that lets me know their relationship ain't where it should be. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Where it should be if you coming to me behind her back or whatever. So
what's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Oh, goodness. So I kind of stay away from shit like that. I mean, you really have to be in a strong relationship. You have to be a strong type. You have to have a strong personality, a strong type of person in order to be okay with stuff like that. Me, I was raised differently. I wasn't raised, I don't know. My personality is just different from a lot of people. I can see that, and it don't bother me at all. To me, it's like I want you to do good to make us, to make it look, you know, to make it her feel good. It's about feeling good for both parts,
yeah.
You know, for everybody
yeah.
involved.
I'm like that too, Sinead.
Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know.
He going to get beat up.
He going to get knocked the fuck out.
But she already knew that, though. Mia knew about me before we even got together. She already knew that. I told her already.
Okay, I understand that. I got, dude, I like I told you, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you. Dog, hey, you ready to go. You ready to go, but now I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, because I've been doing it, though. I already did it, though. I did it for like 10 years. So
yeah.
You know, I'm all used to the shit.
But, I mean, if she willing to try it, I'm not going to tell you not to try it. You know, if you want to try it, that's something you want to do. I mean, I will tell anybody to go for it and try it. But you should do it for you because you want to see what it feels like to be with a woman. Maybe that's something that you've been having urges about. Now, I would never tell a woman to do it because they're doing it for their man. That's the only thing.
Right. Right.
I
agree with that.
I agree with that. I mean, you do have to hear. I didn't fight it in my mind over and over and over because that's what I am. So it ain't got anything to do with him. This is something that I had already been thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know.
That's right. I want to see it, too. Oh, shit. and
what?
Nigga, you've been talking. What?
Oh, my God.
She's been talking a whole lot of shit, huh?
Man, I just want to see when the woman when she's squirting her motherfucker face because me a squirter. I want to see that shit, bro. I'm telling you.
But wait, hold on. We got my girl Brittany on the line. Brittany, what's happening?
Hey everybody, how y'all doing?
Good.
We chilling, baby.
I just came in on a squirting in somebody's face moment.
Oh,
I don't know what exactly you all are talking about, but somebody got a mouthful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, name be Drew, but hey. But now. Now, okay, Brittany, let me ask you. I mean, you just coming in. What we're talking about is like the threesome thing. Now, I don't know you, so I really don't know your business. But, I mean, have you and your man ever did a threesome?
I have never had a threesome when I was in a relationship. But I have had one threesome, and it was the worst experience of my life.
Oh, the worst.
It was like I was really close with the girl. I was the only girl she trusted. Her dude was on some give me a threesome or I'ma leave type shit. And I was the only girl she really trusted. And when I joined in, I was really kind of nervous. You know what I'm saying? But so I just wanted to watch them. First off, if a couple can't fuck each other right, I should have knew then. I should have knew to just leave on up out of there because they didn't know how to please each other. So what the hell you going to do with my nasty Scorpio ass? You know what I'm saying? Like, no. So eventually I tried to open up and I did everything. I'm going to say I ate Kuda Mama. She ain't mine. And next thing you know, when her dude tried to put his thing in me, my little cooch just was too much. He let out a moan, and that bitch ran out naked as hell, locked herself in the bathroom, and was bawling crying. So I don't
there you go. That's all. Brittany, thank you, baby.
Hey, that's what you just
sharing.
Said, too.
Brittany, thank you for sharing your moment. That's all I was saying. That's all I was saying. That motherfucker.
You know,
okay,
like,
right.
I guess my Kuda Mama is different. You know, I guess it's really small because I was in that bitch doing the whole little Harlem shake in her little Kuda Mama. So I don't know.
Brittany, baby, we don't use terms like "who the mama" on here. We say pussy.
Well, I was finna say who the mama.
Yeah. I can't say who the mama.
Who the mama?
My first say of a JJ.
Okay, we can go with a JJ.
But vulgar.
When you say Cuda Mama, I think about Cuda from Dukes of Hazzard.
And
his mama, think about that. Right, I think about Cuda's mama, that old ugly bitch on Dukes of Hazzard long time ago.
Oh my goodness!
Cuda's mama.
Yeah, that's what my great grandma called it. So you know, I still call it a Cuda Mama. But I feel you,
so,
pussy.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. But now, so but I mean, like you said, I mean, everything was going great until he hit you. Now, when he hit you and he let out that moan,
it was not going great. So I feel like you should have a threesome, but not if the dude secretly wants you. You know what I'm saying? If the dude secretly wants you, oh shit, hold on, I've been watching now. If the dude secretly wants you, like, okay, this scenario, I'm laying on my back, she going to town on my puss, right? He's hitting her from the back, so it's so boring, I'm like, yeah. Her shit feel good, don't it? He like, yeah, it feel good. I love you. But he's looking at me, yo. He's not talking about his girl. He's looking at me while he hitting her from the back, saying, I love you.
Oh, my God. That's one of
it was weird, y'all. And then she was bawling, crying in the bathroom, and he just like, you don't want to suck my dick. You don't want to suck my dick. I know she in there crying, but shit, you can suck my dick. No, I can't suck your dick. She's crying. So he didn't
even
care.
Look here, you knew the job was dangerous.
He just kept going.
Hey, she knew the job was dangerous when she took it, Fred. You knew the job was that. Okay, so, all right, now, Drew, let me ask you, same scenario. What if scenario? Me is just a what if. We not saying you gonna run in that balling. But Drew, let's just say she ran in that balling. Is he gonna stop or you gonna keep going?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop
playing
that sweet baby.
She gonna keep crying anyway. I'm like, we'll get mine.
I'm just keeping it real. You have to stop. I'm gonna go ahead and see about it. I'm gonna go ahead.
I'm going to be hollering out the way. Hey, baby, you coming back in?
Can't you do that?
No, that's not cool. He should have checked on her. Because when I took my ass home, her ass was already at my house. Talking about some girlfriend shit. Then he got mad, called her phone, and made her come home just to come to my house talking about some boyfriend shit. He should have checked on her. it was crazy. I've never had another one, and I was 20 years old when that happened.
All right, so
well,
now let me ask you.
Should have never did it anyway. She was only doing it for him.
Getting up. Okay, let me go check on her. She ain't finna stop crying. She finna cry for the next 15 to 20 minutes. All it's gonna take you to 10, right?
No, so she was bawling, crying. She was. She was in there snotting off. All that. She was smelling like.
She was. My fuck was in there doing some moles and some damn arrows.
I didn't do nothing. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even get to ride. I didn't get to, you know, squeeze my muscles together. Nothing. Just try some new trades.
So why should you cheat yourself? Because she started crying.
Because he didn't know how to fuck anyway. They couldn't fuck each other.
I don't know why.
I think a lot of women feel like pussy is pussy, and it's not. Some women
are different,
and it's better than others. So, you know,
I've been trying to tell motherfuckers that for you.
They go the same way for men, though, with women. Dick ain't the same thing either. It's different, too.
You're right, but I'm saying women think that. A lot of women think, oh, it's a pussy, it's a hole, and it's all the same. It's not the same. It's shaped different and everything. It's different. The way you move is different.
Some don't.
You're right about that one. Well, what you see in her that you don't see in me? If you had a dick, you would know.
No.
I'm just saying.
So what makes a pussy good pussy?
You say what?
What makes a pussy good? What makes a pussy good?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. Now let me tell you. First of all, motherfucker, that limp pussy where you ain't even trying to contract no muscles or nothing, no good. If you just like, well, fuck it. I don't give a fuck if the dick is too big. You better contract them muscles. Wrap that motherfucker around now. Cause some women would lay there and just let you beat it. They won't tighten up or nothing. Oh, bitch, you ain't gonna tighten up. Nah. Okay, now your friend over here, she's tightening up like a motherfucker. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You getting three pumps? She getting eight. Three eight. Hey. I'm telling you. I've been in a scenario where a motherfucker is like, you fuck her, you pumped her 19 times, you only pumped me 12. You want some bullshit.
You pumped the one with better puss 19 times because it was a better puss? Or you didn't realize you were just in the motion, you really wasn't counting.
It didn't happen to me. It didn't happen. I never got counted. I don't know if motherfucker ever counted on me. I don't know. But I would think that it's like, oh God damn, who? I mean, it's just like you going to drive a car. Like you done drove your old clunker up to the damn car lot. And they done put you in this motherfucking Lexus. Oh, this is nice. Look at the roof on this. Yes. Now, before you knew it, you done drove the three extra blocks. Hey, you know you got to turn around. Oh, I am so sorry. I done got up. So, you know, what's the first thing you do when you go buy a car? What's the first place you take it to? The highway. You got to think, fuck it. I gotta stretch this bitch out. You gonna pump you? Hey, you got that motherfucker doing 90. Hey, look at it, it's so smooth. Then you come back and then you know, well, try to get back in my old clunker. This motherfucker don't want to start.
Boy, this nigga right here is crazy.
I'm just saying, man. You know you. Now, if you done took care of your vehicle, you get up there and you be like, well, shit, it don't ride as good as my car. You know, my car ride just as good. That's when you trying to negotiate. that's when you like, hey, I'll give you such and such for it. Because you negotiate because you feel like, well, shit, hey, my car rides just as good. But now if you desperate for a new car, all right, how much? Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. So, ladies, don't be that clunker. And be that sneak, Lexus,
don't
too.
Be that clunker.
Right. Don't be that clunker.
That clunker. Oh, my God. Oh, hell no. You're going to be calling girls pussy mater off cars.
Hey.
That old rusty
hell
truck.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Go ahead on, mater.
That's because they'll be giving that thing a rest. You got to let it rest.
I mean, did you check the oil loaded? God damn. The transmission slipping in this bitch. Right, the transmission slipping. but then, like I say, it's a whole package, too. I mean, you got to look at it like, okay, if you the woman and you didn't let yourself go, I mean, really? You really going to bring this motherfucker in here looking like a fucking model?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I understand. I mean, no, because see, in that situation, your woman got to like pussy. Your woman got to like pussy, because if you bring a bad motherfucker in there, man, your threesome is over. It is over before it even starts.
Yeah.
So.
So what if in
your mind you and that girl is on the same level, though?
Then you'll know if you ain't on the same level by his reaction.
Whoever just said it, there
well,
you go.
Shit, that's my friend. That's my friend, Ed, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Ed? You just answered the question for me. Shit, I mean, hell, he... Hey, that's the truth. You like, hey, well, hey. Okay.
I would love to see all y'all motherfuckers in a room and see what the fuck would happen.
If he has to get up and go drink,
that tells you the answer. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a Lamborghini. I'm sleek and I'm built for speed, goddammit. Let's go. Goddammit, I ain't scared. See, I'd be goddamn if you talking about look at that old Granada. No,
you ain't scared, but then as soon as the motherfucker go touch it on your motherfucker, whoop, then what? That Lamborghini gonna go right to the garage.
Yeah.
She already at home. Shit, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not bringing my Lexus to let none of you some bitches drive. How about that one?
goddamn right, and
to prevent that problem, to prevent those extra unwanted miles, my Lexus is staying in the crib. That's how we gonna prevent them unwanted miles. Hey, what my man Ed at? Ed, is Ed still on here?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Ed, now let me ask you, brother. You sound like a down-to-earth brother. Check this out. Now, me and my man, Drew got two different opinions. I said that, hey, my woman, if you give me a threesome, I'm grateful and I love you for it, but I'm not returning the favor. I'm not letting another motherfucker come hit you. I'm not. I'm grateful. I'm going to thank you every day for it. I'm going to buy you something special. But no, you're not getting that other dick. I'm not doing it. Now, Ed, what type of brother are you? Do you feel like you need to return the favor?
As a matter of fact, we can return the favor, but at the same time we do that, we're going to return keys, we're going to return furniture, you have your drawer back in my room. I can take my drawers out of your drawer in your room.
Hey, I like Ed for the first moment he started talking.
That's the shit I heard all night long.
Wait a minute.
Hey, because I ain't going to be that motherfucker in the bathroom crying and shit.
Hey, what you going to be crying for? That nigga beat it out the box.
That's why the fuck you in there crying. Ain't no motherfucking bad.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you like this. Well, see, now here's the difference. Ed, you ever been in the Army?
He said, have you ever been in the Army? No. He went in the kitchen. He said no.
Oh, so he's never been in no type of military branch?
No military experience at all.
See that? That's what being Ed lacking
is. What the hell they got to do? What the hell they got to do?
We don't know that motherfucking by any means necessary. So we don't understand. And I got a problem with another motherfucker tell me what to do. Okay.
I got a partner that's been in lifestyle almost 15 years. He ain't never been no military. Him and his wife been going strong, and she can hit anybody she wants. And they think it's unbreakable.
Well,
he must have some type of issue. If a man is married to and just let his wife hit whatever she want and he happy, either he is out fucking every bitch or his dick ain't working at all. So he just like, whatever, baby, as long as you come back.
That's that old clunker he was just talking about. He got a fucking...
that shit ain't even
true.
Because like me, I'm from the Mendigo tribe, real talk. I know what the fuck I'm working with, you know what I'm saying? And my girl can do it, so what the fuck? And I ain't got no problems in the bedroom.
Oh,
what's the problem?
I got a question for you, bro.
Yeah.
And this And this might be because I'm young and shit. It might not be for me, though. But shit, after I get through paying the mortgage, your car note, that shit, buying you diamonds and rings, I'd be damned if another motherfucking nigga jumping up and down and telling you, I pay for that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah. I mean that's just your person. That's just your prerogative, bro. Cause I ain't got nothing to do with all that. You know what I'm saying? I pay all the bills. Okay, it's just a freak thing. It ain't nothing personal. It's just freaky. You know what I'm saying? My girl want to be freaky. She can be freaky. But I'm gonna be. We know we gonna do it together.
How long y'all been together?
Well, you talking about. The one I'm with now, my previous relationship when I was a swinger. We was together 10 years.
Okay, so y'all had some history then.
You said who?
Yeah, you mean y'all had some history.
Yeah.
That sounds like a whole bunch of fun. I don't know.
It is a whole bunch of fun.
I don't know if I could do it in a relationship.
I know what I mean.
Like, just every week, baby, what you want today? You want a short, light one, or you want a long, black one? You know?
It ain't even like that, though. It ain't nothing like that.
Well, mine was like that. It was exactly like that. Almost every week.
Yeah.
But that was because I liked to do it. That was on me. It wasn't on him.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that was all on me.
Can you imagine? Ooh, baby, it's been hard today. I worked my ass off. baby. Well, I got a big booty dark skin bitch in there waiting on you. You really know how to treat me. Yes, you do.
Damn.
We got to get out of here, man. It's time for us to get up out of here. Hey, but check this out, man. Like I said, Sin City Radio every Tuesday and Wednesday, man. Well, this is what we do. This is how we get down. This is how we act. Brittany, you got any last words for us, you and Ed?
That's what you want to say, Ed?
I didn't know this stuff was live. I'm glad I used an alias.
And again, it was a pleasure talking with you all tonight. You all really helped me be in, like, good spirits when I go to sleep. And again, I just hope you all have a peaceful night and a productive day tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Selena, you got any last words for us?
Whatever. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, y'all, I'm going to post it out there again. This is the motherfucker that brought Ricky Long Dick into the fold. So we gonna talk bad about
him. I mean, he is kind of crazy. He's
gone. He's
gone. Well,
okay.
I hope you stay out my damn inbox. Shit.
Yeah, man, I blocked this crazy ass.
I'm still about to block him. Shit.
Man, it's crazy. All right, where we at? Well, man, Drew, you got any last words for us, bro?
Yeah, man, shit, I love the show, man. Everybody, hey, check us out. And when you're in the lifestyle, you got to have open mind. If you ain't got no open mind, don't fuck with it, because don't fuck your mind up.
Thanks, Daddy.
Damn right. We some closed books up in this motherfucker. But
I see that. See, and the key to the Pacific River, motherfucker.
Damn right. See, I ain't mad at it. See, you just keep jumping out them planes. He was a good man. All right. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was good talking with everybody. I enjoyed myself, and I'll definitely be back next week.
All right, that's what's happening, y'all. So I'd like to thank everybody to call in, everybody listen via internet, SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all, we back next Tuesday. That's how we do
this.
Bye,
everybody.
We
out on the next show, and I can't wait to talk to everybody next week.
No, they
all in. Okay, see, man.
Oh, I forgot all this. She got some.
Oh my she about to punch you through the phone. She's going to punch your ass through the phone.
You got one more time to interrupt my damn ending. Shit. Drew spoke for y'all. He's the man. Drew spoke for y'all.
Damn shit.
Hey, y'all, we out this bitch. I'll let y'all next week. Peace.